This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. Jordan here along with Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services, offering real-world retirement solutions located in Hingham, Massachusetts. And seminars are upcoming. We'll tell you about those, where they are, and how easy they are to get to. And we'll talk a lot about the team. Marshall Wealth Management and the CPA firm are not affiliated with SSRS. Well, Mark, let's begin with the team. It seems to be growing. These are the times when NBA draft is in the air and football coaches are looking for players. You've been picking up some pretty good prospects.
Well, I just want to be able to, have working relationships with people who are in their chosen fields. And I've said that from the beginning. I know what I know and I know what I don't know. I can't be everything to everyone, nor would I want to. So my focus is on, income distribution planning, people who are transitioning into retirement and they want to protect the money that they have, their Social Security, making sure that they're getting the most out of their Social Security for right. their particular situation. And we've talked about that week in and week out. But people still have other needs, and I want to be able to bring people to the table that they can talk to.
So, well, you've discovered that what those needs are as part of your business evolution, and now you're filling those needs. And we're going to talk specifically about who these people are, but it really makes a lot of sense. I don't want to have to run from one place to the next to the next to the next.
Yeah, I mean,
when I'm dealing with this,
we had the CPAs on the show a few weeks back,
right.
if you remember, Pinkham CPA firm out of Marshfield,
David and Michael.
And, I get so many clients that ask me questions, well, what's the tax impact of this tax? And I don't give tax advice. And I preface that to tell them I don't give tax advice, but they still have those questions. So I wanted to be able to bring CPA firm in and meet with those people if that's what somebody wants, if that's what a client wants. Right. And they're a really great resource that we're able to utilize. Dave and Mike are both fantastic. As you met them.
Yes.
And then Brian Galligan and myself have been working together with clients. He's a registered investment advisor, so he's the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds person, which is not the focus of our business. But it's important to be able to offer these things under that kind of holistic approach to retirement planning. And then obviously we have Bill Caldwell, who's been on the show a few times. He's the attorney who'll offer low-cost legal work to our clients, $399 for an entire estate plan, wills, powers of attorney, healthcare proxies, and revocable trusts, which has been so well received. We've been doing that, Bill and I, for more than 10 years. And then Stu Millard, who's the Medicare specialist, who sits down with clients as they turn 65 or as they're leaving a job and they have these questions. What do I do? Medicare Part B? What do I take for supplemental plans? Again, I know enough to be dangerous, but it's not my chosen field.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better time to associate yourself with CPAs because of the recent, we talked about this when they were here, about the recent tax changes, the IRA updates, and, ages are shifting. So I know a lot of people have asked me just in passing, what do you think about the new law and how it affects retirement? And I say, well, here's what I know from the show, from talking with Mark and the CPA.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I meet lots and lots of clients that will come into the office, or people who have come in from various, avenues of how we meet people. And they don't even know that there was a law change. I mean, it wasn't like something that was all over the news.
Right.
And we talked, I think, was it last week or 2 weeks ago about the SECURE Act. But just to kind of reiterate what we talked about, they have changed the required minimum distribution. That 70 and a half rule is now 72 for certain people. If you're already taking required distribution as of January 1st or before, then you continue to take required distribution the way you did. But now you've got this 18-month reprieve that you don't have to take money out. So it has a big impact on certain individuals. There's also other changes that happened in the rules with the SECURE Act that directly impact retirees. We have a download on the website. If people want to go there, they can download and get more information on that. Or obviously they can call us and we could walk them through it. But there's so many changes that happen constantly throughout the year. This was a pretty big one, but they're not necessarily massively publicized. So
no, in fact, I just read about the updated Family Leave Act, which affects a different population than the ones we're talking about. But I didn't hear anything about that until I did a little research, did a little digging. So it's nobody's fault. It's just the nature of the media cycle. And it's important to know that there are people who are paying close attention to this stuff for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's our job for our existing clients. We reach out to any and all of them if they're impacted by any change in, required distribution rules and IRA rules and Social Security filing rules. If anything changes that's going to impact a client of ours, we'll let them know. We don't want to get a phone call from a client saying, hey, did you know this? And they're telling us. You know?
Still, we've mentioned this in the past, and it's important to reiterate, it's a communication that's almost always open and flowing. It doesn't mean that every single day and every single hour you're on the phone with a client. But let's say 3 weeks from now, something happens in the news and somebody's concerned. They can call you. They can call your office and connect with you.
Yeah, it's funny. I get a lot of questions about that when, you know, we're going through the process with a new client and they say, well, so what do we do now? You know, we've implemented things. I understand why we did X and why we did Y and where the money's sitting. So what do I do now? And the line of communication is always open. We try to meet with clients, certainly on a quarterly, semi-annual or annual basis, but there's no ticking clock. There's no, if you call me, you can't call me again next month. So, you know, clients have just sometimes bizarre questions that have nothing to do with what we've done, but they want a sounding board and they jump on the phone with somebody.
Well, just
office.
To go back to Bill, the attorney, the fact that every minute isn't logged and billed, you have this flat fee basically for the estate plan, which is wills, trust, powers, attorney, et cetera, most people are pinching themselves. Am I hearing that correctly? But you found that that's worked best for the clientele that you have.
Yeah, I mean, we have a streamlined approach that makes it financially make sense for Bill to do it.
Right.
I understand that people are like, well, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? I do it because it's a great way of meeting new people. The streamlined approach, the people will come in and meet with myself or somebody in my office. We'll take the information that the attorney would need and then he'll go and draft his documents. So it is a full an entire estate plan. And for the majority of people that we meet, they just need a basic estate plan.
Right.
And we've talked about this at length. If you have any asset at all, home, anything, you need an estate. You have an estate, so you need a plan for that.
And there are people listening to this broadcast, maybe for the first time, or maybe they're regular listeners, who might not have done it yet. It's not a character flaw. It just means that it's something you should really, really consider immediately or as soon as possible. My sister is younger than I am, and I'm very young, as you know, but she's retiring.
So young.
She's retired. In fact, she has retired. She was in the healthcare world for 35 years, so she has everything in place except for at this point in her life, and she's healthy and all that, except for the traditional estate plan. So she's going to update a lot of that. And again, I just want to let people know that it's so vital, and it's happened in my family, where you have to do it before things happen. And just forget it. Once it's done, you can always update it. It's important.
Yeah, it's not difficult to get through it, but you know, I meet lots and lots of people who say, God, I've been meaning to do this since, you know, the last 15 years. We had a will when our kids were little. Now our kids don't even live at home and we need to change this up. So just sitting down and getting it done gives people peace of mind.
We should talk a little bit about how the process unfolds in general. When people start with a phone call, they can look at the website retiresouthshore.com and get a sense. But take us through a standard generic kind of process. Each one is specific to the client, I know, but tell us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously every strategy or every plan that we put together is unique for that person. But there's a lot of similarities in our process. We meet a lot of people through the seminars that I give. We meet a lot of people through this radio show. You know, they'll call the office and based on a show that we had talked about, they want to come in and sit down. We also get a lot of referrals from existing clients, which is really a huge compliment. You've talked to a lot of my clients as well.
Indeed, yes.
So we'll meet new people. A new person will come into the office. Typically, I suppose there isn't a typical client, but the typical age of someone is 55 plus. While we wouldn't turn people away, it's just our focus is people who are closer or in retirement just because of our conservative nature. So they would come in, the girls in the office would have sent them out an email ahead of time with what they need to bring. We'll sit down and just trying to have a conversation as to what your goals are. Try to listen to them. I spend more time listening than I do talking. I know I talk nonstop when I'm here, but
we appreciate that though.
But you want to find out what's important to a person as opposed to what I think is important to them. And a lot, it's overwhelming that so many people, it's the same thing. And it sounds like a line, but it's the same thing. I just don't want to have to worry about running out of money. That's why we started talking about it on the radio, because that's why, because so many clients said that to me when they're sitting in the conference room. I don't know what I don't know, Mark. I don't have a strategy in place for how am I going to deal with all this. All I've done all my working life is just put money away. Now I'm transitioning into, I have to protect it before I retire. Maybe I'm not retiring for 5 more years, but I want to protect what I have. So if something happens in the next 5 years, that I don't have to push out my retirement. So that's kind of where it starts.
Well, it makes sense when we talk about the real world solutions that you try to offer. Everyone's situation is special. That's why you have to listen to what people really want, what they fear, what they need, et cetera. It's not cookie cutter by any stretch, but you do have a process that seems to have been successful. This idea of, hey, let's find out first of all where you are and what you're thinking, and also let's take a look at what you have so that we can make a clear delineation as to what you should do going
absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely. And to me, it boils down to being as simple as, I want to retire in 5 years or 4 years or whatever your number is. I think I need X amount of money, $63,000 a year to live on based on, you know, we put a budget together, not putting someone on a budget, just seeing where their money goes, seeing what specifically they're spending their money on to see if any of that's going to change down the road. You know, if debt's going to get paid off or if you're helping a kid out and that's going to change going forward. I've lots of clients that have children in their 20s that they're still on their cell phone bills, if you believe it. But so at some
point, raising my hand.
At some point that'll change. And then we work backwards from there. So 5 years out, $63,000, let's work back. What have you got now? Where should we position things in order to make sure that happens? Because when you transition into retirement, you want to make sure that your day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year need for income is not impacted by anything for the most part. You don't want to have to turn on the news, the market is tanking, and you're like, oh my God, I have to go back to work. That's not a good feeling to going into retirement.
One of the ways you say you meet people and answer their questions is at these workshops, these seminars. Mm-hmm. And there are two coming up this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 4th and 5th, at the Mirbeau Spa and Resort in Plymouth at the Pine Hills, a beautiful spot. And usually they're Tuesdays and Thursdays, but this week a little different. Why is that?
Yeah, I'd mentioned that before. I sometimes I have a hard time. My poor wife, she said, I told you this before. And unless I put it in my calendar immediately, I'll forget. So we had to switch a seminar from a Thursday to a Wednesday down in Pine Hills because we're heading to Nashville on the Thursday for Reese, who's my youngest, is in a gymnastics competition. And if, God forbid, there's any sort of snow or anything and I don't get there in time, I'll be excommunicated from my family, I think.
By the way, to all the husbands listening, universal construct. You didn't hear what I told you? They all say that. And yes, I didn't hear what you told me because I don't think you told me. That's our excuse.
Yeah, I would never say that out loud. You just said it on the radio.
I just said it on the radio because, you know, because I know my wife is sleeping at the moment. Maybe. Anyway, 4th and 5th this weekend, this week rather, Tuesday and Wednesday, they both start at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's a great idea to call the office, speak to the nice ladies, Holly or Carol, and let them know you're planning to attend. 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. And, you know, some people might just want to get a massage while they're there afterwards. I don't know.
That's a great spot.
I mean, I love it. I spent Valentine's Day back last year down there. It was fantastic. All right. So stand by. We're going to come back and talk further about what it is people really want and what a typical client is all about. And we're all definitely heading towards retirement and a very happy life. We'll continue right after these words.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
Well, When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so I surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Get the custom and holistic plan you need to live your successful retirement. Now, back to Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
This is Retire South Shore Radio with South Shore Retirement Services. The founder and president is here with me. He's Mark Rolette, as mentioned, and we're offering real-world retirement solutions, talking about real people and real situations. And Mark, we should mention, this is also kind of exciting, there's a new portal for you to get information through Facebook. You've got a Facebook fan page now.
Yes. We thankfully, to add to part of our team, we hired a social media person because I know enough to look on there, but I don't really know how to do any of the other stuff. So she put a Facebook page together, so South Shore Retirement Services.
So people can go there for updates on public events, seminars, and so forth, as well as other information.
Yeah, they'll know when a workshop's coming up or, you know, great, different press releases that might come out throughout the year.
All right, just look for South Shore Retirement Services on Facebook.
Yep.
So let's take a look again at the average person who's listening to us, and that's everyone.
Yep.
We're all average to a certain extent. What is it that we really want? And you summed it up kind of well in the first half. We all don't want to have to worry about money, but it goes a little beyond that. There are other things people are looking to do.
I mean, people want security, right? I mean, that first and foremost, it's my experience, and I've been doing this for more than 20 years, is when I sit down with someone and we start going through, okay, well, what's the plan here? What do you want to see happen? It's never realistically, you know, oh, I need to grow my $400,000 to $1 million before I retire. It's, I just don't want to have to worry. And I know it sounds cheesy, but that's what they say. I don't want to have to worry about money when I'm going into retirement. I need to make sure that I'm getting from various sources. And, you know, Social Security is a huge part of that. And lots of people, myself included, will sit with people and guide them as to when they should be taking their Social Security. But we take it a little step further from, it's not so much just getting the most out of Social Security, it's utilizing it in the most appropriate way for you. Because sure, maybe you could push it out till 70 and you'll get, you know, $1,000 more a month. And that might be the best strategy for you. But between the time you retired and the time you turn 70, where are you getting the rest of the money from? So you're pulling it from your own sources. That might not be the best strategy for you. So we take a lot of time trying to figure out what's the most efficient way to use your money. And Social Security is part of your money.
And of course, the timetables for everyone are different, but you're dealing with a lot of couples. So somebody might still be working. Somebody might be 10 years older. I mean, it doesn't, there's no cookie cutter approach, as we said earlier. So it's important to sit down and update where we are on the timeline.
Yeah. And quite honestly, you know, you're sitting down and I have these conversations 5 or 6 times a day. So when people come in, they haven't had these conversations before and maybe they're not thinking about, oh gosh, I never thought about, you know, I always thought I was going to take my Social Security at 62 as soon as I retire because nobody in my family lives beyond 75. But then they didn't really give consideration to their spouse. Everyone in their family, in the spouse's family, is alive late into their 90s. So you have to take into account what happens if something happens to one of the people in a couple. So we would spend time, I guess, educating people from experience. It's not that I'm not learning things myself on a daily basis, but we've seen a lot of stuff going through the office.
So the primary focus, and I think all of us agree, is that sense of security. We don't want to have to worry. But then people are a little timid maybe to ask this question, but do I have time to play golf? I want to be able to travel. What about getting a new car? All these things are floating through my mind when I'm getting to that point.
Yeah, I spend more time talking about that, quite honestly, because it's fun. I mean, you know, it's not like we have the special sauce and a different investment than other people have. So it's more about looking at this from a different perspective. I mean, life is short. And unfortunately, having done this for the length that I've done it, people have passed away and people have passed away that I've worked with that didn't get to do all the things that they wanted to do. So we, you know, spend time of trying to visualize, all right, what are you going to do? Are you going to live down south for 2 or 3 months? My mother and father-in-law go down to South Carolina for 3 months in the winter because my brother-in-law, Paul, moved down there with his family a few years back because he was sick of the snow and he works on a computer, so he could work anywhere. So he moved.
Exactly.
They never thought they would be able to do that. And then when they did go and decide to move down south for 3 months, they said, we'll just do it 1 year because I don't think I would want to do that. They live in Pine Hills the rest of the year. And now they love it. They look forward to it. They have friends down there. You know, they get to see their grandkid, their down south grandkids. We also get to go down and enjoy the rental that they get for a few months. So that's fun. But your life kind of changes. So from the point that they never thought that they were going to go and do something like that, now it's a really important part of their year. But that also comes with an additional expense, right? Because now they're renting a place in their other house in Pine Hills. I don't think they're allowed to rent it, but they don't rent it out. So it sits idle for 3 months. But it's still at cost. So when we're talking to clients, we're talking about the fun stuff that you're going to do, but you have to, unfortunately, have money to back up that fun stuff. So that's why we think it's so important that we get, you know, a realistic expectation as to what your money can do for you and how much money it's going to provide you when you need it.
It's really true that we have this stereotypical sense of retirement. Even today, people think of retirement as gold watch and, I don't want to be too cliched, rocking chair, you know, just do nothing, watch TV all day. That is so far from the truth.
Yep.
From the people I know, and we've met many of your clients here on the show and we've talked with them. And these are people who are taking on new volunteer opportunities. They're developing new hobbies. They're traveling as they never traveled before. And you toss in grandkids. Someday you will have grandkids.
Yeah.
Changes everything.
Absolutely.
Everything is about the grandkids because it's a whole, like a whole new rebirth of joy.
Well, it's a whole additional almost life when you go into retirement, that the length of time that people live, right? I mean, most people's primary careers are 30 to 40 years, right? When you're working, you get out of college, you get a job, and then you decide, all right, I'm going to stop. But then they got another 30 years. Like you said, the gold watch and the rocking chair doesn't exist really anymore.
Not at all.
So I met a couple last week who's the husband is running the Chicago Marathon this coming year. And I said, have you done that before? He said, oh, yeah, I got big into running, but I didn't really start running till I was 50 or 55. Never ran before. Now he's obsessed with it. Now he's retired, so he has more time to do it. Yeah, it's amazing the things that people do. I have clients, like you said, with the grandkids, and they're down in Florida, and the grandkids are up here in Massachusetts, and they want to fly back and forth and see them or have the grandkids come down. That's something that we're going to do. Emma, my middle daughter, is going to fly down to South Carolina to Lauren's parents with her cousin, Charlotte. But the two of them are going to fly together. They're 14 and 13.
Right.
They're going to fly on their own.
Yeah.
So that's a big step for us as a family. Let them fly down their own.
Well, the airlines are always there to look after them too. They're very good about that. But that's great. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So yeah, there's so much that clients are doing now in retirement. It's not just a case of, I got to have enough money to pay the utility bills and the grocery bill, and I don't have a mortgage anymore, so I should be fine. It's, I'm going away, I'm traveling, I'm part of church groups, and they're all over the place.
You know, this is totally ethereal and just because I'm a pop culture freak, but there are so many performers now in their 70s, 80s, and beyond. If you tune into any television show or film, you're going to see people like Christopher Plummer, who's nearing 90, who's still getting a nominated. Al Pacino, 80 years old, nominated for an Academy Award. I mean, they have to digitally make these guys look younger because they're all in their 70s and 80s. But I mean, that speaks to generationally where we are. You know, we are not anymore putting people out to pasture. This is the step forward into a brand new vista. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And one thing which we didn't really talk about, I have a lot of clients that will retire and, you know, they retire from their primary career, but their Rolodex is like gold. So they're getting scooped up as consultants for other companies for a period of time because they have so many ins and so many contacts. So to talk about retirement strategies and how to distribute your money, lots of people will retire and say, I'm not going to do anything anymore. But then they get a call from a buddy 3 months into retirement. Hey, Joe, can you come and do this and we'll pay you X? So they have to call and say, Mark, I don't need that Social Security anymore. I don't want to take the distributions. Let's tweak things a little bit.
Right. You can be bored, B-O-R-E-D, or who knows? Somebody may ask you to sit on a board, B-O-A-R-D.
Yeah, right.
And everything changes. And I've got personal experience in my family with that kind of thing. And I think if nothing else, what we're doing today is reminding people that this is a positive, exciting time with healthcare improving, with people living longer and all that. So your typical customer isn't anybody typical. It's
no, not at
young,
all.
Young, on the young side of retirement, on the older side, including people who have already retired, right? It's not too late to re-examine your plan wherever you had that plan done.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, dozens of people who are in retirement, they just want to like an x-ray or like a checkup on what they're already doing. I say this at seminars every single week. I know we're in New England and the majority of people that we work with are in the New England area. Not that we don't have clients all over the country, but they come in and they already have a person, you know, and we do a different thing. We're more in the, all right, this is the distribution phase of life. But even if they have that and they have a plan, they still want a second opinion. It's very reassuring to know that they're on the right track. And it's very reassuring to know if there's something that they should have been doing that you're able to do it before it's too late. But I've said this week in and week out with you, if we sit with someone and there's no reason to change anything, what's the point in changing it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know?
No, that's so true. And I think when you're dealing with something as important as life planning, which is what this is, you want the kind of response that you just gave. You don't want someone who's looking to just have you take all your money and put it in this little pot over here. You want somebody who's going to be very rational and very practical about that, and also very caring. You actually really do have a long-standing relationship with the people who you work with.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you spend so much time with these clients. You've learned so much about them. It's funny. We sent an email out last week to clients, and there was a typo in one of the names for clients of mine up on the North Shore. Put his wife's name down wrong. He responded to my email. He said, you know, my wife's name is Mary, not it went out Mary instead of, or Dale instead of Mary. So I call him up. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It was just a glitch in the software. He's dying laughing on the other side of the phone because he knew it was a mistake. He was just ribbing me. But I've
keeping you honest.
I've worked with this guy for really 22 years since I started. He's one of my first clients. He's a retired FBI guy. Great, great couple. His wife is as well, a retired FBI person. So I was just chatting with them and he said, you know, I think I want to get together with you. He said, you just want to kind of review things that, you know, we're getting older and, but it just, you know, you're just catching up. I guess the point is that you spend so much time evolving with these people as well that they do become part of your life.
Well, if people want to meet you and some of the members of your team, they can do so this coming week. It's Tuesday and Wednesday, normally Tuesday and Thursday, but we talked about your mission to take your little one down to Nashville for the big gymnastics
Look
deal.
For the gold.
This Tuesday and Wednesday. And for folks who live in the South Shore area, they know the name Pine Hills. And if they haven't discovered the Marbeau Spa and Resort, they don't know what they're missing. It's unbelievably beautiful. And so this will be 6:30 p.m. And then on the 11th and the 13th, the following week, you're in Weymouth at Faring Way on the 11th and the Abington Ale House on the 13th. So a lot of meeting and greeting and answering questions coming up.
Yeah, we would encourage people to come.
Well, we just want to remind people that Marshall Wealth Management and the CPA firm are not affiliated with SSRS, Social Security Retirement Services. But the best way to find out all kinds of cool stuff is to go to the website, retiresouthshore.com. And if you'd like to inquire about an upcoming workshop, 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. And normally around this time, we talk about the Super Bowl and the Patriots. What happened?
That's all right.
They gave somebody else a chance, right?
Absolutely. We'll see it'll be interesting to see if Tom decides to stay or go. So,
well, we'll definitely have to. You should call him and say, hey, you're thinking about retirement, Tom? I might be able to help you out.
I might want to do that.
Maybe he'll call you first. Who knows? Anyway, Mark, good to see you. We'll see you next time.
You too.
Take care. This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.